This is Foresight. A program on how to worship Allah. Today's great tip: what are the secrets of the Friday congregational prayers as regards to our ubudiyyah? Now, dear listeners, we have been talking about congregational prayers in many of our programs, and we've been talking about how congregational prayers, when many people come together from different backgrounds, from different ethnicities, from different status, economic, financial status in society, when these people all come together and they worship Allah, the exalted, the elevated, in a united manner, it is a very beautiful and spiritual event. Now, among all of these various congregational prayers that we have, there is a lot of emphasis specifically on Friday congregational prayers. So these Friday congregational prayers, as we have perhaps said in other programs, is very important when it comes to our ubudiyyah, even though it is not wajib in the sense of wajib as the other daily prayers. Regardless, we find many traditions which encourage us to do the Friday prayers, especially because of the different things that this Friday congregational prayer shows. Of course, first and foremost, it shows the unity of the Muslims. And so when we conduct the Friday congregational prayers, and this prayer, of course, has such great spiritual benefit, this impacts and affects our ubudiyyah. Regarding the Friday congregational prayers, even Allah the Exalted has said in His holy divine word, the Holy Quran, O ye who believe, when the call is made for prayer on Friday, hurry up towards the remembrance of Allah and leave all business. This verse is found in Surah Jum'ah, the Friday chapter, which is chapter number 62, verse number 9. Interestingly, there is even a chapter of the Holy Quran called Jum'ah, Friday. So all in all, the Friday congregational prayers are very important prayers, and they give us a very powerful connection to Allah and the importance of Friday prayers, especially as regards our ubudiyyah, because it is Allah who has told us to conduct these Friday prayers. The Friday congregational prayers, Salatul Jum'ah, have a very special place in Islam.
In the name of Allah, Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome to this segment of Foresight. My name is Muhammad, and today I'd like to read to you the English translation of an excerpt from Munajatu Shakin, the whispered prayer of the complainers. Please stay with me. My God, to you I complain of the heart that is hard, turned this way and that by tempting thoughts, clothed in rust and the seal, and of an eye too indifferent to weep in fear of you, and eagerly seeking that which gladdens it. My God, there is no force and no strength except in your power, and no deliverance for me from the detested things of this world save through your preservation. So I ask you by your far-reaching wisdom and your penetrating will not to let me expose myself to other than your munificence, and not to turn me into a target for trials. Be for me a helper against enemies, a coverer of shameful things and faults, a protector against afflictions, a preserver against acts of disobedience. By your clemency and mercy, O most merciful of the merciful.
Welcome back, dear listeners. In continuation to what we were saying, which was regarding how Friday congregational prayers, this Salatul Jum'ah, is one of these important factors when it comes to our ubudiyah, our servitude of Allah. We talked about how it is Allah, the Exalted, the Mighty, who has asked us to recite these Friday congregational prayers. And of course, there are many spiritual and even material blessings when it comes to not just congregational prayers, but specifically Friday congregational prayers. We had recited the verse of the Holy Quran from chapter 62, verse number 9, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah the Exalted, the Mighty, says to the believers that when the call for the prayer on Friday is made, hurry up towards this prayer and leave all business. Now, one of the things here, dear brothers and sisters, which is good to talk about, is that, well, the Friday congregational prayers, they demonstrate the power of the Muslims. And of course, this is a meeting place for the faithful worshipers. So there is something very beautiful, something very powerful, something very meaningful, something very spiritual when it comes to a group of believers, a group of Muslims coming together and praying together, worshiping Allah together. It is almost as if this prayer and the power of this prayer, this namaz, this Salatul Jum'ah, becomes exponentially so powerful because everybody has collected, that not only as a collective is our ubudiyah and our servitude of Allah enhanced, but as an individual, our ubudiyah and our servitude of Allah is enhanced as well. And of course, when it comes to the worship of Allah, when it comes to ubudiyah, when it comes to being the abd, the servant of Allah, we do all those things which Allah has commanded us, which Allah has requested us to do. Now, one of the things which Allah has requested us to do is to make sure that we as Muslims, those who are subservient to Allah, we show our social and our political and our economic power. Allah is the source of all power, and He wants us to show our power, especially show our power against any and all forces of evil. And so yet another way in which Friday congregational prayers enhance our ubudiyah. Thank you. And now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Asad Jafari.
Surah Al-A'raf talks about this conversation between Allah and Shaitan. It's a conversation that I have mentioned before in my lectures. It's one that I think should be constantly revisited, where Shaitan lays out his plan against a human being with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah, I am going to now ambush them, misguide them, right? مِنْ بَيْنِ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ وَعَنْ أَيْمَانِهِمْ وَعَنْ شِمَائِلِهِمْ. Okay? That I'm going to misguide them from the front, from the back, from the right, and from the left. Now, what those sides mean, I've discussed those before in a different center. I don't want to go down that route again. But I do think it's important that sometimes what causes our anxiety and stress is what مِنْ بَيْنِ أَيْدِيهِمْ. What is in front of me? What is meant by what is in front of me is how I see my own self and my own actions moving forward. Okay, and now hear me out here. I don't want to go past my 30 minutes. I only have 15 minutes left as it is. So a quick reminder for myself and for all of you. This idea that we don't accept the amount of amal and deeds that we do. We should never become spiritually complacent where we're comfortable with the amount that we do, convincing ourselves that what I do is far more than enough to get myself into heaven. Those are satanic and very destructive thoughts. However, the other side is also very dangerous, where I feel no matter what I do, my God won't accept me. I am bound for the hellfire. There's no way that God's going to make me successful in the hereafter. Right? And this level, while we're trying to be humble, we trickle into hopelessness. Let's be very careful, please. Let's not fall into the trap of the humbleness of our amal becomes the hopelessness of our amal. Because when that hopelessness lingers around for a while, anxiety comes about, stress comes about, this defeatist attitude comes about. No matter what I do, it'll never count. So what's the point of me doing it? And lo and behold, that one moment of humbleness becomes kufr and disbelief very, very quickly. We end up saying there's no point in me doing it if it won't be accepted by God. And the point I want to make about that is that is shaitan. That's where Shaitan comes in. That's one of the ways that he misguides us, is that he actually allows us to feel and think that God wants things beyond what I can give him. He's never satisfied, ever satisfied. And that causes us a lot of anxiety. Right? That's why sometimes, you know, it's not my topic, but sometimes this idea of contemplation, tafakkur, tadabbur, think, introspection, self-thought, right? Even Western psychology now says, spend some time with yourself, close yourself out. This seclusion, this quarantine that right now we're in is a gift from God sometimes. I'm not saying the deaths are, but it is sometimes a blessing for us, an opportunity for us to quiet ourselves down, find ourselves alone, and really truly think. The problem is that we are fearful of our own thoughts, scared of our own thoughts. Part of it is because we just either feel that we are always going to be insufficient or that God will never accept anything that I do. Okay? And that's a fine line, guys. Fine line.
Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Foresight. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. Until another episode and another great tip, fi amanillah, and God bless you all. سبحانه ما أعظم والملك لا شريك له لبيك إن